This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Narang Koyan. Union Minister Kiran Rijiju said the Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rojgar and Ajivika Mission, Gramin, will ensure guaranteed livelihood opportunities and jobs for villagers aligning with the BJP's vision to improve lives of common people. Mr. Rijiju added that VVG Ramji will create assured employment beyond agriculture and focus on rural infrastructure and civil amenities. If any eligible villager fails to get work, the state government will provide compensation with penalty, ensuring accountability. A coordination meeting was held regarding the demarcation of boundary area for Namsai Nagar Palika at DC's conference hall attended by Deputy CM Choname. He said as Namsai is fast emerging as urban town, there is a pressing need to systematically provide basic civil services such as roads, sanitation, water supply, street lighting and market facilities to the town dwellers. Mr. May sought the cooperation of all stakeholders to work collectively towards developing Namsai into a model town. State Minister for Rural Works, P.D. Sona, chaired a circle-level review meeting of Miao and Namsai circles at Namsai District, taking stock of the progress of PMGSY and VVP projects under the Rural Works Department. During the meeting, a project-wise assessment, key issues review on the ground and discussion on timelines to ensure quality execution and timeline completion of road works were undertaken. Previously, Mr. Sona also chaired similar meeting at Likhavali, Lower Siang District, a detailed project-wise review of road and infrastructure works across Leparada, Lower Siang, West Siang, Siang, East Siang and Upper Siang were presented. Minister Sona emphasized that quality and timeline must go hand in hand and directed all stakeholders to remain fully accountable and committed on the ground as most PMGSY works are expected to be completed by March 2026. In addition, focus discussions were held with the engineers and contractors to address bottlenecks and ensure smoother execution. The newly elected Pasighat Municipal Council began its tenure with an inaugural meeting held at the PMC office. Togom Padung assumed charge as chief councillor, while Kamin Lego took charge as deputy chief councillor. The meeting focused on coordination, roles and responsibilities in future municipal governance. Speaking to the media, the Pasighat MLA T. Darang called for equitable distribution of development funds across all wards and collective functioning of councillors. He also proposed a comprehensive drainage plan and an alternate steel footbridge near Sibokurong. Newly elected councillors from various wards attended the session along with the Pasighat DC Sonalikha Jivani and the Superintendent of Police Pankaj Lamba. IGP Operations Apoor Bittin inaugurated Arunachal's first nature walk cum children's park inside the police establishment at first IRBN headquarters Namsang Mukh in Tirap district. The park promotes green living, family bonding, wellness and sustainable development for officers, jawans and families. He also inaugurated welfare assets including wet and dry canteens, gym hall, mess cum dining hall, multi-purpose hall and obstacle training facility inaugurated to enhance nutrition, fitness, preparedness, morale and overall quality of life at the battalion headquarters. The National Testing Agency has decided that all candidates scheduled to appear for JEE Main 2026 Session 1 examination in West Bengal on 23rd January 2026 will be allotted another date of examination among the advertised dates. The decision was taken in view of the Saraswati Puja celebrations in the state on 23rd of this month. NTA has advised candidates to email at jeemain@nta.ac.in or call at 011-407-59000 for any query. For the first time, eyed ova of rainbow trout are being hatched on a pilot basis at the Integrated Aqua Park at Zero, Arunachal Pradesh, a major step forward in cold water fisheries and aquaculture innovation. This milestone is part of the Pradhan Mantri Matsya Sampada Yojana, under which the Department of Fisheries has approved the development of 11 integrated aquaparks across various states with a total sanction cost of 682.6 crore rupees. Arunachal Saras Fair 2026 was inaugurated by State Minister of Ardi and Panchayati Raj Ojing Tasing at DK Convention Center, Itanagar. women SSGs from 25 districts of the state, along with groups from West Bengal, Nagaland, and Manipur, are participating. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.